integration together with my minor son. And I was able to come here, and they received me, and that's why I'm here today.
Desde entonces me vine directo aquí en Duncan, Nueva York, donde yo empecé a trabajar.
So since I arrived in Dunkirk, New York, the first 2 weeks it was winter. It was snowing and bad weather. I had to start adjusting to this climate, which I didn't know before. And I started working very hard in the grapes and tending to the vineyards. It was that time when I first was abused and suffered discrimination in my job. They started stealing from my check and also not paying me for the amount of hours that I worked. So then after working the grapes, I started to work in a company that has flowers, but we also harvested tomatoes, cabbage, lettuce, all of the different fruits and vegetables. And that's where I also realized the discrimination that we faced. We were hurried up when we worked. We, you know, put our heads down and faced a lot of discrimination. A lot of my co-workers were fired or they were pushed out because they didn't work hard enough. I put my head down and kept working and facing this discrimination.
Después de todo en el trabajo, me di cuenta que todas las que trabajamos nos discriminan.
So after receiving a lot of discrimination, you would get yelled at, humiliated. A lot of people receive retaliation for getting sick. One day when I got sick, I went to the doctor and I had to be out for a week. But while I was out sick, I got fired. So what I'm asking the legislators here today, the governor, is that we are actually able to realize that right as workers here, as immigrant workers here. I was lucky enough to be able to find an attorney and exercise my rights, but I see many of my fellow people here today that are not able to realize that right to having an attorney. So what I'm asking here today is that we make it a reality that everyone has the right to an attorney and that we are recognized as immigrant workers here in this state.
Esto ha sido mi representación. ¿Qué queremos todos?
¡Acceso!
¿Qué queremos?
¡Acceso!
¡Gracias!
Next, we have Hussein Adams, Executive Director of the American Civic Association of Binghamton.
With immigration courts facing a backlog of almost 200,000 cases in New York State, and an already severe shortage of immigration attorneys, affordable access to representation is paramount as we witness an influx of migrants searching for some form of safety, some form of relief. I've experienced firsthand the challenges and difficulty immigrants face navigating through a legal system that is foreign and complex. As New Yorkers, we are leaders in humanitarian efforts. We are resilient in finding solutions to help others in need. And today, we want to amplify our voices urging Governor Hochul and lawmakers to support the establishment of a right to counsel for immigrants and their families confronted with a new compounded trauma faced in immigration court proceedings. The passing of this first-in-the-nation bill is critical, it's crucial, and it will be monumental and affords due process and the right to counsel for immigrants and new Americans facing deportation and that cannot afford attorney fees for legal representation. The ARA would help secure legal assistance to the massive numbers of immigrant families that are living in fear of being deported back to a country they fled due to persecution, due to gangs and violence, due to wars and disasters that call and demand for humanitarian relief. Finally, this will further promote economic stability, it will promote safety, it will promote prosperity and longevity within our communities across New York State. Today, We are optimistic. Tomorrow, we look forward to the passing of this bill, $120 million of legal services that will help end the crisis we face in representation, and which essentially supports the long historic fight, as we know, against anti-immigrant policies and human injustices. Thank you all.
This is Otis M. Carson. I'm from NYC, and you're listening to WGXC, Acre, Hudson, Catskill.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight, and in the morning with your toast and mama lady. Oh, who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
Waif Farm respectfully and humbly acknowledges the past, present, and future Indigenous peoples on whose ancestral lands Waif Farm and WGXC operate and broadcast. The Mohicans name themselves the people of the waters that are never still following their arrival along the Great Ebb Tide River, also known as the Hudson. The Mohicans stewarded this land over many generations and in dynamic communication and interaction with diverse Indigenous peoples, including the Haudenosaunee Mohawk and the Munsee Lenape. Mohican descendants today live in communities in Ontario, Wisconsin, and Oklahoma. For more information on Mohican history and the contemporary community of the Stockbridge-Munsee Band of Mohican Indians, please visit mohican.com.
I was just going to lie down for 5 minutes, take a little nap.
Yeah, you're a regular Rip Van Winkle.
Who?
Another guy who took a little nap, woke up, and didn't know where he was.
Feel it, you gotta know. Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM, Athens, Hudson, and beyond. Listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I'm from Hudson.
And my name is Claire.
It's true.
And I'm 8 years old.
Where are you from?
Oh, I'm from Athens.
I knew that. I just thought the listeners might want to know. But we're here every week talking about books.
Books we love and
books we hate and books bring us.
I think my radio co-host has been captured by a demon or something. And taken over. I'm a little scared for this radio show. Unfortunately, our other friends aren't here, but now I'm a little scared to talk about books. I hope we can exercise you. What's up?
Is Hudson Area Library the one where it has all those kids' computers?
We do have some kids' computers, but a lot of libraries have kids' computers, so I'm not sure. They're pretty fun. They have like games.
Like baby dolls or something?
We do have baby dolls too.
Like, I don't really play baby dolls, but I think that there were baby dolls at the Hudson Area Library. I don't remember.
You think you maybe were here?
Did they once do a goldfish ghost presentation there?
Yeah, we did.
Oh yeah, that's the place.
You were at Goldfish Ghost?
Well, I saw a presentation on it.
Oh man, I wish I had been able to meet you. Oh well, I was there too. That was pretty fun. Mm-hmm. I was standing in the back, taking pictures, enjoying the show. That was fun. I like Goldfish Ghost. It's a cute story.
Once my dad was like a spy. Had to be a spy to get money.
What? He had to be a spy to get money?
Yeah, because he had to take pictures of this artwork and the presentation. And well, it wasn't presentation, but like the thing wasn't really supposed to be about him taking pictures. So he wasn't really supposed to be doing that with his clients. But they dressed up in suits and they were like spies. He took pictures. when nobody's looking.
Well, apparently I was a spy taking pictures too, because you had no idea that I was doing it. I was very
sneaky. You wearing a tuxedo?
Probably not, because I don't have one. So unless I somehow magically was like, poof, tuxedo, then probably not.
Okay.
Come back to me, Claire. So what book did you want to talk about today?
Why are you starting?
You want me to start? I could start.
It'd be the first time you ever started.
That is not true, but I will start. I usually let all of the young people go first in case we run out of time, because I figure I'm the least important on the youth radio show. But since it's just the two of us, there'll be time. So I have started reading a book. I've not finished it yet. And it's a book of short stories that is very good and very timely. It is called Once Upon an Eid, and it's a collection of short stories that showcases Muslim authors writing today all about the most joyful holiday of the year, Eid. I actually don't celebrate Eid, although I have sort of celebrated Eid on a couple of occasions where friends have had me over for food, including our dear friend Fatia, who could not be here today, but does celebrate Eid and loves Eid, and I'm sure would be talking all about it right now and how much she is excited for it. It's this weekend, in fact. It's the end of Ramadan.
That means that I can ask my mom to get candy, sugar, sugar, candy, sugar.
Yes. I don't know if you need any, but... So Once Upon an Eid is a bunch of different short stories by a bunch of different authors, and they all take place on Eid or in the day leading up to Eid. And they have like a variety of different topics, or there's different settings, different angles that they use to talk about Eid. And so some of the authors are S.K. Ali, Aisha Saeed, Randa Abdel Fattah, Huda Al-Marashi, Sarah Al-Faghi, Hannah Alkoff, Ashley Franklin, Asma Hussein, Haina Khan, Rukshana Khan, Aisha Matu, Candace Montgomery, N.H. Senze, Jamila Tompkins Bigelow, and G. Willow Wilson. And so one thing I'll note is I've been listening to this so far, but there is one of them, which I assume is G. Willow Wilson's, that is a graphic novel within the book. So most of them are short stories that are just the words, you know, the story, no pictures. But there's at least one that is told in a graphic novel format. And G. Willow Wilson is a comic author, so I'm assuming it's her story. Although she's also written fiction that is not a graphic novel. But she does some of the Ms. Marvel comics. But here, I'll read the description for this one. Okay. Eid, the short single-syllable word, conjures up a variety of feelings and memories for Muslims. Maybe it's waking up to the sound of frying samosas or the comfort of bean pie. Maybe it's the pleasure of putting on a new outfit for Eid prayers, or maybe it's the gift-giving and holiday parties to come that day. Whatever it may be, for those who cherish this day of celebration, the emotional responses may be summed up in another short and sweet word, joy. So it's a bunch of short stories. I think with any short story collection, there's some parts of certain ones that like I retain a little bit more than others. But there have been a couple that I've read so far that have been sort of centered around the food aspects of the holiday, a couple around gifts, one at least around some family members doing the Hajj, which is going to Mecca to pray. And yeah, it's a really nice book. My niece had suggested this. She had read it before, and I figured since we're in the month of Ramadan and Eid is this weekend, that I should go ahead and read it finally. So I am going to check out the book from the library so I can see the graphic novel one. But so far I've been listening to it. So yeah, it's great. There's a lot of themes of generosity and family and tradition, sort of young people coming of age or gaining maturity. One young woman feels like she's ready to wear a hijab and her family isn't sure if she's ready. One young person has been saving up to get a bike and getting really excited for a bike, but then at some point realizes that there's things more important. There's one where somebody really demolishes some brownies, but then they figure out how to make them better by adding tasty stuff that you would probably enjoy since you're craving sugar. But yeah, Once Upon an Eid. That's a collection by a bunch of different authors. Many of these are authors whose books people that have visited our library, bookstores, other libraries would recognize, or maybe have even read some of their books. I've read some of these authors and some are on my to-read list. So yeah, highly suggested. And Eid Mubarak to everyone who celebrates. So Claire, what have you been reading?
So, if you guys don't remember, Emily already talked about this, but now I have it when it's actually here, and it's really actually good. And you know how good it is? I read it all in one morning.
Whoa.
Easter morning. I read it all right when I found it.
So what do you mean by you found it?
I got it on Easter.
And you had to find it?
Yeah.
Like, do you do a hunt for presents?
Yeah, everybody knows about it.
I don't. We always just hunted for eggs and they had candy in them. So what do you do for your Easter hunt?
So usually like I get like stuff, like little presents, like a book or a stuffed animal.
Oh, was it like in an Easter basket?
No.
No?
It was in my house. This year we did it in my house.
Oh, okay. Oh yeah, you had mentioned you were hoping to be able to do it outside. Maybe next year. But anyways, can you tell us what the book is and what it's about?
So the book is all about,
what's it called first?
The Moth Keeper.
The Moth Keeper. Do you know the author's name?
No.
Let me see if I can find it for you. Kay O'Neill. And it's a graphic novel, right?
Yes.
This one I've been keeping my eye on. It looks really good. The Moth Keeper by Kay O'Neill. Can you tell us what it's about?
So it's all about this, technically Moth Keeper. And yeah.
Do you want me to read the description for you?
Yeah.
So here's the description for a moth keeper. Anya is finally a moth keeper, the protector of the lunar moths that allow the night lily flower to bloom once a year. Her village needs the flower to continue thriving, and Anya is excited to prove her worth and show her thanks to her friends with her actions. But what happens when being a moth keeper isn't exactly what Anya thought it would be? The nights are cold in the desert, and the lunar moths live far from the village. Anya finds herself isolated and lonely. Despite Anya's dedication, she wonders what it would be like to live in the sun. Her thoughts turn into an obsession, and when Anya takes a chance to stay up during the day to feel the sun's warmth, her village and the lunar moths are left to deal with the consequences. Kay O'Neill brings to life a beautifully illustrated fantasy world about responsibility to yourself and your community. The Moth Keeper is filled with magic, hope, and friendship. And it looks really beautiful. What did you like most about the story? Like, what made you be able to finish it in one sitting?
I don't know.
So who would you suggest it for?
Everybody. A lot of people.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed the book. I'm excited to read that one too. I like the idea of a creature that is sort of tied to the moon, but I don't know. Like, I find nocturnal creatures really interesting. And this seems like they're like not quite human, but they're maybe like, I don't know, they're humanish creatures. I can't tell from the picture. It looks almost like an elf or something, but not quite. I'm not really sure what a moth keeper is. I think it's a made up care kind of creature, but.
Moth keeper isn't a creature, it's a person.
Well, it doesn't look quite like a person. It's got interesting ears, like more like foxy ears, it looks like from the picture. So that's why I wondered if it was sort of like the equivalent of like a fairy or an elf or something. I don't know. But it seems interesting, the idea of like wanting to experience a different time frame to experience the daytime and see the sun.
I'm just looking at my super sunscreen.
Very cool. You would need that if you were a lunar moth that was going out into the sun for the first time. That must feel really amazing, like all of a sudden having the sun on your skin. Must feel really nice. Or maybe it's scary. I don't know. Maybe it's both. But anyways, before we go for today, I just wanted to remind all of our listeners to save the date for the Hudson Children's Book Festival, Saturday, May 6th, 10 to 3 at the Hudson Junior Senior High School. Our library, the Hudson Area Library, and our fellow Columbia County Libraries will be there to meet everybody that comes and share some stuff, do some crafts. And we're also excited to meet all of the authors and illustrators who will be there. We're so excited for the Hudson Children's Book Festival to be back in action after a few year COVID-related hiatus. And we hope to see you all there. I hope to get to meet you, Claire. I hope you're able to come. But on that note, feel free to check out information on the Hudson Children's Book Festival at hudsonchildrensbookfestival.com. You can see all the authors and illustrators that are scheduled to be there and get ready to ask them whatever questions you have, check out their books. So that's Saturday, May 6th, 10 to 3 at the Hudson Junior Senior High School in Hudson, New York. And we hope you'll be there. But on that note, we're going to say goodbye for today. We hope everyone out there listening has a great week with lots of quality reading time. And we'll be back next week to talk about some more books. Until then,
bye.
Happy reading.
Too far.